Test 2. Exercise 1. Page 16. Recording 1.
These flowers seem to be doing very well in these conditions, don't you think? And they're so beautiful, aren't they? My mum wouldn't mind having some of them in her garden, I'm sure.
Yes, that would be nice. But, as you know very well yourself, they're not at all suited to our climate, so I'm afraid she'll have to content herself with our English roses and poppies. As for you, I hope you'll develop a new exciting drug from those lovely flowers.
Yes, I think we're making progress.
Good. Now, I want to show you our new arrival that we'll be studying. This is a young ginkgo biloba, a very peculiar plant that has no close relatives. It's already been used in hundreds of medicines, but I have an idea for something new. This plant can live more than 2,000 years, so we have a lot of time to get to know it and see what we can do with it.
Recording 2.
A pawn shop owner got an unusual surprise yesterday when he found a man trapped in his unused 25-centimeter-wide chimney. Despite being there for almost 10 hours without food or water, the shirtless suspect didn't seem happy to see the shop owner, even though he was his only means of escape. The shop owner told reporters that he thought a bird or animal was in there, but when he checked, he saw a person looking up at him. When he asked him what he was doing there and why he was trying to break into the building, he became very aggressive and abusive. Later it emerged that even if the alleged thief had managed to make it to the bottom, he would have found it inaccessible because it had been blocked off for years. He was later freed by emergency crews, with whom he tried to fight, before being detained on attempted burglary and resisting arrest charges. He told the police that he fell down by accident while going for a walk.
Recording 3.
Today I'm talking to astronomer Joe Lisk about the hunt for alien worlds. What's going on, Joe?
Well, the quest for Earth-like planets, and ultimately life on such planets, is one of the great frontiers of science, perhaps the last big piece in the puzzle of how we, humans, fit into the big picture. And the hope is that it will also help spot life out in the vastness of space. In the past decade alone, astronomers have been discovering planets outside our solar system, or exoplanets, with astonishing speed. We have now identified nearly 1,000. Most are much bigger than Earth, and almost certainly Jupiter-like gas giants, making them quite unlikely for hosting life. None has so far been confirmed to support life, even single-cell organisms. But some of these planets seem to be distinctly rocky and Earth-like. Kepler-62e and Kepler-22b, to name but two.